Mm-hmm. Where are you going? Buy you?
It's. Oh. Do you have a name for the 7-Elevens? Do you have those here?
No, 7-Elevens.
Okay. And what kind of things do people have in the kitchen to heat food?
They have stoves, electric stoves, and electric skillets and pots and things like that.
Okay. Now, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
Yes.
Okay, what would you call that?
A washer.
Okay. And what do you put your dirty clothes into?
A hamper.
And you already told me about this, the thing that you clean your floors with?
Vacuum.
And what is the thing that that's inside the vacuum that you have to change every once in a while?
A paper bag, you know, waste bag.
Okay.
Suction bag.
And if you wanted to wash your car, you might fill up something with water and take it out.
What did you say?
If you wanted to wash your car, you
in
might...
a book.
Okay.
A pan or something, put water in.
What would the bucket be made out of?
Metal. Of course, it could be plastic.
Okay. Have you seen those machines that some people have at home that reduces the bulk of garbage?
Yes, I have seen those in the homes where you just dump the garbage in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you call those. Garbage disposal.
This thing.
Garbage disposal, they call them.
This thing makes the garbage much smaller.
Come in contact with that.
Okay. And what do you call the thing that you would take the trash from your kitchen out into and put it into outside?
Take it from my kitchen?
You pick up the sack of garbage and you put it in a...
In a container, a garbage can, trash can.
Okay. And have you seen the very large containers behind stores?
Yes.
Yeah, do you have a name for those? The trash containers?
Call them the garbage collectors or something like that.
Okay. And what would you call an enclosed room that's designed to receive a whole bunch of sunlight? It's not a porch outside, but...
It's just made to receive a lot of sun.
Mm-hmm.
We call it a sunroom, I guess.
Okay. And what would you call a room like this, that where you might relax and watch television?
This is a den. That's what we name it. I don't know what it is.
Okay. And what is a room with a toilet and sink, no bath or shower?
That's a half bath.
Okay. And you already told me a little bit about the stoves and furnaces that you used to have in your house.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of heating equipment do you have in this house?
A central heat.
Mm-hmm.
Carrier.
Mm-hmm.
For heating and air conditioning. Gas.
And is the same equipment used?
Yes, same furnace. Okay. The carrier machine is out there, and the big furnace is under the house.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now what do you call a house that has three or more rooms ranged in a line, and if all the doors are open, you could see straight through it?
I don't know.
Do you have a name for any house that looked like that, or sort of shape?
They call that a little, they're talking about little long houses with people in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, I didn't know what to call little rental houses.
Have you heard of a shotgun house?
Yeah, that's shotgun. That's what they call them, a shotgun. Couldn't think of too much. I mean, some of the terminology we're using is just something that I don't know whether it's practical or whether it's used among all the people or just some of the people or something like that. You see, in some ways that, you know, I just don't come in. I don't have a need to use them, and they just don't cross my mind.
Well, this is what we want to find out. You know, what words do you use? Okay. What do you call a house that has two separate rooms or parts and it's connected by a roof covering an open area?
Call it a double team house, duplex. Duplex.
Okay, something that looked like that. So each of these is a room and that's a roof?
That's an apartment.
Well, would you have any name for it? This whole thing is a house.
Mm-hmm.
And each of that's a single room and that's a single room.
A room and house.